Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hello, my dear ones. Today, I'm giving you the message to get back on the couch. Stop making it happen. Don't just do it. Slow down. Don't go out and make it happen. If you go to your typical Pinterest board of inspirational quotes, don't listen to about half of them, because we get so pushed, even in the spiritual discourse, the personal growth spirit discourse, to get off the couch, go make it happen, go do it. The only way to do it is to do it. Create your own destiny. But rarely do you see an inspirational quote about waiting. Don't act. Wait. Listen for the cues. Receive the invitations. Get the nudge that now is the right time or now is not the right time. We do not get enough information about waiting for the divine timing to arrive before we act. And that we actually should stop making it happen, because when we decide, guess what, I want this, I'm going to make it happen, we go into a pushed willpower and we get out of alignment. One of the biggest energetic themes for this year is alignment over willpower. So the more we push the thing, the goal, the desire, the outcome to happen, not only could we be potentially pushing our dream down the road, pushing it away from us, we can be incredibly unhappy in the process. It can rob you of the joy of the journey. So that's why we're going to be unpacking all of this in today's very powerful episode about waiting for the divine timing to arrive. So in today's episode, I reveal why it may be time to stop listening to all the bloody personal growth quotes and inspiration about making it happen, why it's so important to wait for the divine timing to arrive, and how to know when the timing is indeed right. I'll end on an invitation that'll have you flowing in alignment with the power of divine timing in a way that leads to you being truly heard and seen and your big dreams being fulfilled. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global and growing community of soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are growing prosperous, heart-led businesses that are on the leading edge of consciousness. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Hello, my dear ones. Today, we are talking about how to get into alignment and take inspired action from alignment, how to stop pushing things that make it happen, force it to happen energy. So yeah, we can make it happen the right way. And sometimes in pretty much all the time, the right way to make it happen, to fulfill a dream intention, is to get into alignment to the divine timing of your unfolding experience. So there is this theme playing out, alignment versus willpower. And we always want to be hyper mindful, especially this year of all years. And it's a training. It's teaching yourself how to do it. Because we get so much social conditioning about set a goal and go after the goal. Do whatever it takes. Leave it all on the table. Go after it. Get it. It's yours. You can do anything you set your mind to. Let's change that to anything could come into your experience if it's led by the heart and part of an unfolding flow and alignment. I don't really think we can get anything we set our mind to. I think if our heart calls us to the possibility, then anything within that is possible. From a place of flow and non-attachment. So when you feel a burst of inspiration because it's coming from a place of alignment, and we get that alignment often, and there are different ways to go into aligned energy, but often we dip into what is the intention? What is it we are trying to do? I intend to attract 5 more clients this month, have my first 25K month, live a healthy lifestyle, meet a romantic partner, whatever the intention is. Okay. And then we notice if there's any resistance that's standing in the way of where you are today and the intention arriving into your manifest reality, releasing that resistance, feeling the resistance, releasing it, and then going into the heart space. What are you calling me to do or be to align to this dream intention? And it's really surrendering to what you perceive to receive to come back in response. And sometimes you might get, you're being really called to exercise today, to get out into nature. And that's going to mean time away from the computer or the business or the work. Can you surrender to that voice and work less? You're being called to work less so that you can move your body and nourish your energy. Can you follow through on that? That's getting you into alignment. Whilst if you ignore those heart nudges and continue to work, that is getting back into willpower. I'm just going to work my way to the result. That's not going to work, especially as we evolve to higher vibrational energy. Okay? And it's so important to wait for the divine timing to arrive, because if we share something, say something, do something, either before or after, sometimes we wait till after and we miss an opportunity. But let's say that we share something before the divine timing has arrived, it falls flat from the listener and or you're not even being heard at all. So if in your human design type, for example, you have an open throat center and you are really trying to get a message across, people with open throat centers tend to have many experiences in their life where they haven't felt heard. And so I have an open throat center. So because we haven't been heard, we try to get our voice out there. It gets back to that willpower. You will hear me. And that's not the right tactic. We are really designed to wait until we are recognized to speak. If you're in a more formal meeting environment, it might look a bit more classic, like, hey, Allison, what do you think? But even if you're in a conversation among friends, if you have an open throat center, it is advisable to not be the first person to talk. Wait. See, if you have an open throat center, we're the people who tend to be more talkative. And we are more talkative because we worry that you won't understand us because we have often felt unheard. So I notice it myself. Maybe you've recognized it even in this podcast. I can over-explain things because I worry you might not understand me, not because I don't think you're a highly intelligent person. I do. It's like my thing coming through. She won't hear me, so let me over-explain this thing so she does. Now, I know that about myself, so I try to be in high expression of my energy, own my worth, be in confidence, wait to be recognized to speak. And that recognition is either like an actual invitation or it's an energetic nudge. So again, I'm sitting with my friends at the dinner table and I just feel this energetic nudge, like now's the time to share my thought or my insight or my experience. And that's when people with open throat centers are really heard. That's when people lean in to hear more. And we all have that as part of our human design type, an aspect that we are being asked to wait to be recognized or wait for the right timing. Every single one of us. Well, first of all, we all have all parts of the chart. So even if you have a divine throat center, you are someone who can lead a conversation and still be heard. But there are still going to be times where waiting to be recognized is going to enable you to be heard more clearly or by more people. So we all have all parts of the chart, but we all then also have certain gates, channels, centers that require us, if we want to be in alignment, to wait for that divine timing. Projectors may have it the biggest. My type is a projector, and our strategy is to wait for the invitation. And listen up here, projectors. You may think that we have the crappiest strategy to sit around waiting, twiddling our thumbs, when we just want to go out and be seen and be heard and change the world. Hey, listen. I have come to realization, and I'm sorry, all you other types. I love you. Sometimes I wish I were you. But I've come to believe that projectors have the best strategy. Because when you really get into alignment to waiting for the invitation, whoa, it can be an easeful flow. Man, it can be easeful. I think we projectors make it hard and we make it complicated and we're like, where's my invitations? Friends, projector friends, come to me, unite. Lean into the ease of your strategy and it's pure magic. I have a lot of examples of this in recent time, but I'm going to give you one that just unfolded. I've been wanting to join a co-working space here in The Hague. So I toured a few of them. And one of them I thought was pretty good. Like, didn't knock my socks off, but I was like, okay, this is all right. It's close to my house. It has good energy, but it had a complicated coffee maker. And I'm all for a yummy high-end coffee, but when it's just my average work day, I pretty much want to push a button and go. I don't want it to be too complicated. So that was like kind of I think the guy who owned the place was trying to give us this like amazing coffee, but then it's like, okay, I want to go to like a barista and have them do this to me. I don't, you know, make this gourmet coffee for me. I don't necessarily want to do it for myself when I'm just trying to grab a quick cup of coffee while I'm working. Anyway, so I said the guy, yes, I would join. And then I never joined. And then he would like pop into my inbox from time to time and be like, hey, Allison, are you going to join this co-working space? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. It's just a matter of timing. And then I wouldn't join. And then out of nowhere, a soul client of mine, who I adore working with privately, and I've worked with her on and off over the years, she texted me out of nowhere and said, hey, she also happens to live in the Netherlands, and she texted me out of nowhere and said, hey, have you happened to see this co-working space? It's new in The Hague. And then I looked it up, and it's called the Female Hub, and it's a co-working space for women, and it just looks so cool and so amazing. And I was just like, oh, I would just love to join a space like that. So, but then I said to myself, oh, you know, it's the rates are a little bit not so flexible, and it's 245 euro a month. And I don't know, like I mostly work from my home office or from coffee shop. So I don't know that I would use it enough to make it worth its fee. So I just set the intention to call in a consistent amount of income from somewhere, easeful, consistent income to pay for that 245 euro fee. And then I just forgot about it. And then literally, like the next day, I had another client reach out to me and say that she wanted to hire me on retainer monthly for the unforeseeable future to give her a little bit of coaching each month. And she wanted to pay me around 800 euro a month. And so that would more than cover the cost of the 245. And this all came from me setting the intention of finding the perfect co-working space for me and then just waiting. And I didn't actually wait. When I went out and toured those places and then landed on one, and it didn't feel great. But had I just waited for the invitation to come in, getting this text message from a client was my invitation. Hey, try this co-working space. I haven't toured it yet, but I absolutely know in my heart, it just feels and looks perfect. And when I lived in Portland, Maine, I went to a women's co-working space that I loved. And I met so many cool women there, and it has like a similar vibe. And then I just said, okay, universe, help me to make this work financially. And then the next day, the invitation came in for me to make this co-working space work in my budget. And I also set the intention to expand my community base locally in The Hague. And I just also feel in my heart there will just be a lot of cool different people that I will meet at this space. And all I had to do was wait for the right invitation to arrive. All I had to do was wait. And you do not need to be a projector to get into that kind of alignment. So if you get an idea to launch something, create something, share a message, especially if it feels somewhat cutting edge, leading edge, raw, vulnerable, different, unique. Allow the idea to come in. Check in with higher self. Is this the insight you're calling me to? Spend some time with it. Explore it. And then once it starts to congeal, whatever the insight is, then go into, all right, what is the divine timing to share this? Some of you out there, and it's definitely me, I'm the kind of person who gets the insight and wants to share it yesterday. Like, I don't research. I actually don't like to wait. And I have so much waiting in my human design chart. I have waiting layers and layers and layers of waiting in my chart. Most people don't have as much waiting as I do. But I also have this natural urge to just go. So this is a push-pull energy in my chart that I have to like lean into. And there will be times where I can get the insight and share it right away. And I was just waiting for the right insight to arrive, and I don't have to then wait to share it. But sometimes it's getting the insight, then waiting, then sharing it, or then taking action, or then launching. So it really is about being, finding that flow, that flow. And when you are bumping against struggle or willpower, something is out of alignment that's disrupting your flow, and it's likely it can be other things. But if you're feeling the struggle, if you're feeling out of alignment, if you're feeling that you're going into willpower, do check in to timing. Is now the right time? Am I in alignment to the divine timing? Is there any waiting that wants to happen? And when you wait, it doesn't mean that you're sitting on the couch watching Netflix, although it could mean that, but it's certainly not going to mean that all the time. But there is going to be a way to wait in the right way. So while you're waiting, you're taking care of yourself, you're eating right, you're exercising, you're meditating, you're journaling, you're doing your mindfulness practices. Maybe you're in the creative process. So you're creating, but you're not necessarily sharing. Okay, so there's a real high expression way to wait that's not just twiddling our thumbs. So then how do we really know when the timing is right? Yes, there's listening to the higher self, of course, first and foremost, just asking, is now the right time? And beyond that, your body will tell you, right? You'll get these strong urges, nudges. So if you get a cutting edge insight, but you're not sure when the right time is to share it, notice when you start to feel the urge. Notice when your body, you just feel it in your body prompting you. You'll feel an energetic prompt. And then getting to that idea of waiting too long. So the divine timing can also be we waited too long instead of acting too soon. And you will start to feel bad that you haven't shared it, or there'll be some sort of off feeling that I haven't shared this insight. So at that point, you want to ask, okay, so maybe I'm realizing the divine timing to share this thing was last month. Should I share it now, or now should I wait till the next window of opportunity to open? Okay. And of course, at the end of the day, like all things, your higher self will always guide you to that exact right time. And if you ever feel out of alignment to the divine timing because you want it to be happening now and now's not the right time, you have a wound or an energy block, or you are plugged into social conditioning. Because when we are unconditioned and healed and in alignment, we're happy to, air quotes, wait. There is no waiting. We are just in our experience. We are the witness of the unfolding experience. We are in the journey, and that's all that matters. So there's no idea of waiting, arriving, fulfilling. We're just on the journey. And air quotes, waiting is just as joyful as wishes fulfilled. And in fact, finding the joy in the waiting or the journey is how we fulfill the wish. It is the pathway to the wish fulfilled, because we get into the energy today of our wish fulfilled, which is how we manifest it. So if you feel impatient, you're a human being. Lord knows I feel impatient all the time. This is something I'm always having to put myself back in check on. And if you feel impatient, if you say, I should be there by now, if you're beating yourself up, pause, find the thought, I should be there by now. What are the emotions that are triggered when that thought feels true? Feel the feels, breathe, release. Go back to the heart space, connect to the higher self, ask the higher self, what is my best next step? Ask your higher self, what guidance do you have for me about the divine timing? I think that's a better way to ask than when, Because you have to understand, in the fifth dimension, there is no clock time. There is no yesterday, today, tomorrow. There is no time. So from the divine's perspective, there is really no waiting. It's always just now. We're always in the now. So it's just the experience. It's just an experience. So instead of saying, when is my dream going to arrive, please? It's better to ask, what are you calling me to do or be to align to the divine timing of this intention? So if the intention is to share a cutting edge insight and you're feeling a little bit unsure about it, do any healing, releasing, go back to the higher self. What are you calling me to do or be to align to the divine timing of sharing this insight? And follow what you perceived, receive, follow the energetic nudges, follow that feeling that your body gives you, that physical feeling of freedom and ease that you find when you're in alignment. And before you know it, you'll be awe-inspired and fulfilling your dreams in a way that's in alignment to the perfect and right divine timing of your unfolding experience. My invitation for you this week is to ask your higher self, is there an area of my life where I'm struggling or pushing against divine timing? Is there something that needs to be healed and released? Then go ahead and do that releasing. And then ask your higher self for its guidance to get you back into alignment to that beautiful, spacious divine timing. All right, that's a wrap for this week, my dear ones. If you received something from this episode, I would be so grateful for a rating and a review. It truly is how more people find us. And I will read your amazing words on the air. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.